The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Brandon, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're Brandon and you know you're a man?
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We are Dalton-less today. It's just me and old Yeller over there.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller over there, Brian Barrett. And this is episode 1,404. And Mother's Day is 3 days away.
Yeah, this Sunday.
I don't even want to ask. I'm not even going to see what you've done for Mother's Day. The cordial cherries.
Well, I don't know that we've got... Well, we're going to try to do a little, maybe Saturday. You got extended families and in-laws and stuff now, so...
Well, I'll be honest, it's hard to go anywhere on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, to take them to eat or anywhere. I mean, they're so packed.
Especially Mother's Day.
Yes.
You know, or
yeah.
Easter or any of those holidays.
Yeah. We have the last half day of schools in 15 days. And Memorial Day is in 17 days. Which indicates to me that... It's a Memorial Day. Summer's here.
Oh, yeah.
The pool opened at our subdivision.
Already, huh?
Yeah, May 1st, I believe. So it's been open.
Have you been?
Well, no, I just go outside and stand. I get enough water there. Just, you know.
Oh, just stand outside.
Man, has it not rained?
It's been a weird week.
Pop a little shower here. Pop a little shower. Overnight, we're getting a good amounts of rain. But...
That's the best kind when it's at night, unless it's severe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's no fun.
So, anyway, I guess that's about all. That's the Wake Up Crew. We'll see you tomorrow. No, I just thought you'd elaborate. Your Rutherford weather. You're synonymous with Rutherford weather.
Well, all that good stuff's online. You can check it out there. And
what's wrong with my voice, by the way?
I have no idea.
It just started just as soon as I came in. I think I'm allergic to the radio station.
It's possible.
Yeah. I'll try to clear that up.
This weekend's looking nice and chilly. Well, not chilly, but...
Just warm, cooler.
Yeah. Much cooler than what we have been.
72 for a high Friday?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. Low 70s through the weekend.
If the wind's not blowing, that's not bad.
Yeah.
If it gets a little windy, it can be. I guess you didn't check the wind.
No, I didn't.
No. So, just like glad to see a lot of sunshine.
Well, hopefully so.
It's been a pattern we've been in, though, you know, like rain overnight, rain in the morning, clear off in the day, then afternoon shower, then some more rain at night. So maybe we're out of that. Maybe we're out of that finally. We got Throwback Thursday today, too.
Oh, yeah.
You throwing anything back? I'm going to talk about my high school graduation.
Oh, are you?
Well, our reunion is coming up the 10th of June, 50 years, and it got me thinking about what happened at the 1973 graduation, which wasn't mine, and then the 1974 graduation that was mine. So
73 was the first one then, right?
73 was the first one, and I was in the second one.
And that one was at Riverdale.
73. Mine was at Murphy Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, during the COVID year, we had the schools actually hosting their own graduations, and Riverdale and Oakland had done it, but none of the other schools had. I guess maybe Smyrna had possibly done graduation at their place before, but none of the other high schools had.
No.
A lot of people liked it, but then you got to deal with weather because it's outside and, you know.
Can be really hot.
It can be hot.
I thought you went to one that was outside.
I did. Bobby graduated in 2020.
Yeah. So how was it?
It was at Siegel. It was hot, like you would expect, but... You know, they had the stage set up on the football field in the end zone and just packed the home stands there and you could see everything.
Did
well.
It start at 7:30 or 7 or?
I can't remember. 6 or 7. There was still sunlight.
Yeah. If you started at 7, it's not too bad. 7:30. But if you do one in the afternoon or 6 o'clock, MTSU used to do theirs outdoors. When my dad graduated back in the 60s, early 60s. He walked across. It was at, I don't know the name of the field anymore. Is that not terrible, what it used to be? At MTSU, do you remember?
And Horace Jones Field is all I remember.
Okay, all right.
But maybe it was probably something before then.
Well, anyway, it's a different animal outside, isn't it?
Well, you got a lot to contend with, and you know, a lot of equipment to set up, and you know, they had to stagger those out to where the stages that they purchased for the high schools and stuff are not purchased but rented. You had to get it, break it down and get it ready for another location and do it at all the schools. The county did. So it just, I think they decided that they never want to try to do that again after COVID.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, we'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area early today. Some of these storms could produce heavy rain. Some sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 56. And then Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs making it into the lower 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hey guys, let's talk game. Practices recently wrapped up with the annual spring game and the team has some promising new recruits to watch this fall. But how's your game? Testosterone therapy can help you get back to your best, and there's no better time to get started than this spring. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels checked. If you often feel tired, have noticed weight gain and loss of muscle mass, you may have low T levels. So go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Time to introduce you to this month's Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering and News Radio WGNS.
I'm Mary Elizabeth Gillespie, and I teach fourth grade English Language Arts at McFadden School of Excellence.
She fell in love with teaching at a young age, playing school with her dolls.
I remember teaching them everything I had just learned at school that day, making up pretend tests and papers to grade. So I guess I just always knew I wanted to become an educator.
Our Educator of the Month, Mary Elizabeth Gillespie at McFadden School of Excellence, says every day is different.
When they have those aha moments from something they've been working really hard on, when it finally clicks with them, that's always cool to see.
She says hearing from her former students is her biggest achievement.
And they tell me different stories they remember about our classroom and tell me how much I meant to them, and they truly haven't forgotten me.
Saluting Mary Elizabeth Gillespie at McFadden School of Excellence, the Educator of the Month, from News Radio WGNS and City Tile and Floor Covering.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, one game in the second round, the Knicks knock off the Pacers 130-121. They didn't even have star Jalen Brunson for the entire game, though he still led the team with 29 points. Left in the first half with a foot injury, didn't return until after halftime, but helped him get the win. And he had some help from Dante DiVincenzo and OG Anunoby, each who had 28 points, as the Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. News from the NBA, where Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic was named league MVP for the third time in 4 years. He got 75 first-place votes. Runner-up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City had 17 first-place votes. NHL playoffs second-round action. Canucks rally to beat the Oilers 5-4. Vancouver was down 4-1, scored four unanswered goals, including three in the third period, to grab a 1-0 series lead. Panthers roll over the Bruins 6-1. Alexander Barkov, two goals. That series is tied at 1-1. Baseball, Dodgers won their seventh straight with a 3-1 win over the Marlins.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. That sounds better. Voice sounds a little better.
Maybe it's just the early morning rust.
Maybe, or the sub-zero temperatures in here. MTSU, no. I've got MTSU on the brain right now. Okay, Middle Tennessee Electric. Yep, that's right. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store to manage your account. Improve your energy habits and more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. I'm in a kind of a fog today. Have you noticed?
Do you not get enough rest?
I guess not. I kind of had to get up early, you know, got up in the middle of the night, couldn't go back to sleep, so then I slept too late. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, how do you sleep too late? Well, you know, like quarter till, just get over here to the station, because you know you have what, 11 minutes. If you get here at 6, you have 11 minutes to walk in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, but you seem to be chipper.
Maybe.
Got some ball games tonight. I mean, tomorrow night, hopefully.
Yeah, MTSU's playing as well, so got a busy sports schedule.
We're going to be up the mill stream.
Up the mill
stream? We're going to stream.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You know what? Our song of the day. We need to do that. This is Thursday of a long list of top five hits of 1980.
Well, this would be number two. The second.
You're going to know this one. I bet you are. Everybody's going to know this one.
This comes from Billboard, so here we go.
We don't need no education. That's another brick in the wall. That's Pink Floyd on our top five countdown. And tomorrow, it's number one. And I think people are going to be surprised at number one of 1980.
Probably so.
I was a little surprised.
Were you?
Yeah. But then I kind of go back and you look back and you research and you find out that, yeah, they were pretty big. Or he or she was pretty big.
Well, that leaves no room for
guessing. They, he or she.
It could be a group. It could be in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's.
These are the biggest hits of 1980. Billboard magazine. So they would have been in the, you know, top song for many weeks. And so the second one was Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Good year, 1980, not a bad year. Kathy Kroom is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her positivity, which makes everyone around her feel better. Kathy Kroom will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Not sure why that little wah-wah played there.
I don't either, but you're controlling the board.
Well, it just kind of has a mind of its own sometimes. If you want to get in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. And the same number to call or text in your birthdays for this May the 9th, 615-893-1450. MTSU officially became known as Johnny Red Floyd Stadium, Horace Jones Field in 1968.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in homeownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The St. Clair Senior Center will be closed for maintenance from Wednesday, June 5th through Monday, June 10th. Facility coordinator Trevor Hutchinson noted that there will be some exceptions. June 5th, the downstairs part of the building, the pool room, the puzzle room, and the art hallway will be open all day, but the upstairs of the building will be closed as of 2:15. On June 6th and 7th, the downstairs will be open, but the upstairs will be closed all day. However, everything will be closed June 8th through 10th. On Lewis Downs Drive in Christiana, a 9-year-old boy was sucked into a storm drain after attempting to grab his shoe. The boy is the son of Rutherford County Director of Schools. The 9-year-old is reportedly in critical but stable condition at last check. In a message to parents Wednesday night, the school system asked that you please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. U.S. Air Force veteran Bill Lickman not only survived the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the Pentagon in Washington, his actions led thousands of Pentagon staff members to safety, and he later received a Purple Heart for injuries he received that day. Nearly 23 years later, the Murfreesboro resident graduated from TSU with a bachelor's degree in video and film production from the College of Media and Entertainment and received the Veteran Leadership Award. Recently, during the spring graduation veterans' stole ceremony in the Miller Education Center's second floor atrium. By the way, if you live on or near one of the area lakes, be aware that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Nashville is monitoring the current and forecast Cumberland River Basin conditions and making operational water management adjustments as necessary. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627. It does have a mind of its own. The board.
Well, I hadn't turned your mic on quite yet.
Sorry, did I go too fast?
Yeah, that's all
right. Whoa. Saying I did. You want me to go slower? Hey, the top 10 money makers of all time, American Idol.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready for this list?
Sure.
Number 10, Kelly Pickler, season 5.
Okay.
She's worth $4 million. Of course, she married someone, you know, he committed suicide,
yeah,
you know,
that
unfortunately.
Was sad.
And so I know she's worth a little bit more. There's a tie for the number 9 spot. Lauren Daigle, net worth $6 million. You ever remember her?
I do not.
I don't either. And, well, I'm still looking. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, it's just all messed up. Well, I will tell you that, here we go. He's tied with Elliot Yaman, season 5.
So that would have been the runner-up of season 5, I guess.
I guess.
Since I think Kelly Pickler won that year.
No, what did I say? Season 8. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's one. Chris Daughtry. Now, he's been pretty popular.
Yeah. Country guy, I think, isn't he?
Yeah. He was not the winner in season 5, but he was on season 5. And he's worth $8 million. He's had a couple of hits, too. Catherine McPhee.
Yeah.
You remember her? I thought she should have won that year. That's the one I think Taylor Hicks won, I believe.
Okay.
And I was really upset, and I quit watching it after that because I thought Catherine should have won. She's married to David Foster, I think, a big piano composer kind of guy now. She's been on TV, too, on some shows like FBI Wanted or something. Jennifer Hudson, season 3, is number 4, worth $30 million. You notice
I can see that.
Her career went on. Adam Lambert, season 8, worth $35 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And, yeah, I know you know who's number one going to be. Let's see. I said Adam Lambert, didn't I? Number, this thing is giving me fits here. All right, here we go. Number 2, all time.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, season 1. And the first American Idol, $45 million is her net worth. And I think she's probably worth more than that now.
Probably.
And the number one on the top 10 list of the greatest all-time money earners on American Idol is Carrie Underwood. Season 4, she's worth $140 million. And I remember Simon Cowell telling Carrie, you're too country. You're never going to make it. You know, she just, that's what he said. All right, and it's time for You Know Where, You Know What, where we're going there, but so what we're going to do right now.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not
what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, 1887. Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show opens in London. I think Bart Walker was the MC of that show. Just kidding, Bart. It's a fun show, morning show.
Uh-huh.
We're all here for fun and games.
That was John.
I know, it was Dalton. 1899, John Burr patents an improved rotary blade lawnmower in the U.S. That was a big, important invention.
That was probably, well, that was definitely before the motor. Motorized. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You remember the... Did you ever have one?
I did not.
My grandpa had one. It was pretty neat. And they still sell them.
Oh, yeah.
You can get them if you want to.
You have to keep the blades really sharp on
those. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, in 1914, the U.S. President Woodrow Wilson proclaims Mother's Day. I didn't know he did that.
I didn't either.
1949, Prince Rainier III becomes the monarch of Monaco. Married Grace Kelly, remember? No, you don't remember. You weren't born. 1992, the final episode of Golden Girls airs on NBC.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party...
And the next year came the terrible Golden Palace, which thankfully was only on for like a season.
That's kind of like after MASH.
Yeah.
You know, there was MASH and then after MASH. Or Three's Company, then Three's a Crowd.
Yeah.
They don't work. All right, in 2018, Walmart takes a majority stake in Indian online retailer Flipkart for $16 billion.
Interesting.
I didn't know that, but maybe that's why they really have a good online program, Walmart.
Well, that's true.
You get a lot of stuff. 2019, Pope Francis introduces new rules on reporting sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, criticized for not going far enough. Well, we're heading toward CBS Rewind. It's Brandon Brooks standing by. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33. Stay here with us.
This is CBS Rewind.
May 9th, 1951.
From the secret files of the United States Post Office Department.
The release of the crime drama.
Appointment with Danger.
Starring Alan Ladd.
Why don't you wake up? You can't beat the mails. I got a system.
This date in 1969. The release of George Harrison's second solo album, Electronic Sound. Each side with one long track. Played on the Moog synthesizer. May 9th, 1980. The release of the slasher movie, Friday the 13th. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Checking your Rutherford County weather.
This from the WGNS newsroom. The Murfreesboro City Schools and the Rutherford County Schools are both closed today. We have flooding in parts of the county and power outages at some of the schools. So both the city and county schools are closed today. Once again, we underline this, if you're just hearing it, the delay was, this came about unexpectedly overnight with the storm, and the city and county schools are both closed today. Once again, Murfreesboro City Schools and Rutherford County Schools are both closed today. The director of the county schools program's son was in a bad car accident last night. We will have an update on his situation later this morning.
Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop locally. That helps our community. And those community talks continue at Greenhouse Ministries. A really interesting one for you this time. It's on Tuesday, May the 14th. Now that's not this Tuesday, but next week. Tuesday, May 14th, 6 o'clock in the evening. MTSU's Dr. Emily Barron focuses on why Russians are afraid of Jehovah's Witnesses. Tuesday, May 14th, 6 o'clock in the evening, and that's at Greenhouse Ministries. It is free. And we're all getting ready for TSSAA's Spring Fling, and volunteers are needed. Right now, get with our Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer, and they have a job for you. That's TSSAA's Spring Fling, May 21st through the 24th. The Rutherford County Exchange Club's 15th annual Flags of Remembrance Healing Field will again be on the Memorial Day weekend. It'll be at First United Methodist Church at 265 West Thompson Lane. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have a full line of laser procedures.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
As well, we offer the doctor brand of skin peels, as well as a full line of cosmetic pharmaceuticals. Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
On May the 10th,
all right, guys, load them up.
Market vendors make the trek to Murfreesboro.
We've got the sweet corn
from over a dozen Middle Tennessee counties.
Potatoes
to bring you a wide variety of seasonal fruits, vegetables, meats.
Got the fresh cut bacon on there.
Eggs, flowers, plants, shrubs, and trees.
I'm so glad you guys are back.
We love what we do.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market, opening the second Friday in May at the Indoor Open Air Community Center at the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock here on this Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday, we're going to talk about graduations. And if you would you go over the list of graduations for us during my hour? I forgot to do that this morning earlier.
Okay.
We'll do that before birthdays, maybe.
Yeah, okay. First one's tomorrow.
Yeah. No, we got to get it in. We got to let them know what's going on.
Okay. We'll do okay. that.
Don't let me panic. Okay, now it's time for our dad joke of the day. It's been a really odd week. Some low scores, some high scores, all equaling up to about a 3. I think Dalton said a 3.2 something. So you need a good one today, just to be honest. The next 2 days need to be pretty good.
Yeah, I just love the introduction of fractions, you know.
Well, I didn't do it. He did.
Yeah.
But fractions help.
Well, speaking of school and math, what subjects do cows take in school?
Cows?
Mm-hmm.
What subject? I don't know.
Calculus.
Okay, just to help you out, I'm going to give you a 4.
Oh, are you?
Because it made me snicker. It was stupid, but it made me snicker. 641 here on the crew.
CBS News Brief, another night of powerful storms.
Oh, my gosh, John. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Couple in Columbia, Tennessee, watching as a twister touchdown. Two people were killed. WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
I can tell you we've seen heavy damage pretty much everywhere you look, right? Homes that have collapsed, barns that have caved in, and power lines that have fallen.
One death reported in North Carolina. Pushback over President Biden's decision to pause an arms shipment to Israel. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene gets a thumbs down on a motion to strip Mike Johnson of his powers.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
A majority from her own GOP party voted against it. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Changes are being seen across the state as new schools are built after a new law went into effect that calls for increased safety measures. County School Director Jimmy Sullivan says despite the new bill that was signed by the governor last month, Rutherford County educators will not be armed anytime soon.
Ultimately, there's a liability question that I don't want to speak for the sheriff, but I know that he has concerns about. And so for it to occur, you would have to have an agreement between director of schools and the sheriff first, and then it would go to the principal. And right now, I don't think the sheriff nor myself are interested in that for various reasons.
Find out more about the legislation by following the link at WGNSradio.com. Scarnitha Britton, the owner of Kinfolk's Barbecue in Smyrna, found herself in some hot water. An extensive investigation by the Tennessee Department of Revenue led to her conviction on charges of tax evasion and theft. Admitting to her wrongdoing beforehand, she was sentenced to 6 years of probation by Judge Barry Tidwell and required to repay more than $68,000 in restitution. President Ronald Reagan supported the contributions correctional officers make to ensure the custody, safety, and well-being of inmates in jails and prisons. Congress passed a resolution, and Reagan proclaimed in 1984 the week of May 6 to be National Correctional Officers Week. Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh recognizes how correctional officers maintain security of the adult detention center 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. Socialize with us on social media. Head over to facebook.com/WGNSradio to click the like button and follow us on X at WGNSradio. And there's always our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
Darling, Charlie Pitts. Say
the last. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy. And the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
Learn to make money five ways with rental real estate. Double your money with apartments and get your map to financial freedom. And that map starts with a free workshop. Sign up now at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Click on the Join Free Workshop tab and attend online or in person. That's LifestylesUnlimited.com. LifestylesUnlimited.com. Again, that's LifestylesUnlimited.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee. unless we win your case.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From the WGNS newsroom, we bring you this information. If you just tuned in this morning, maybe you're just getting up. Murfreesboro City Schools and Rutherford County Schools are both closed today. Once again, the Murfreesboro City Schools and Rutherford County Schools are both closed today. The City Schools ESP program will be open, however, but that's under the inclement weather policy. Once again, the Murfreesboro City Schools and the Rutherford County Schools both closed today, and you're probably asking, why are they closed? It looks fine outside. Well, the creeks and rivers are really maxed out. If you're driving down Thompson Lane, the river, the Stones River, is almost up to the bridge. So the rivers and creeks are way out of banks, causing some flooding in area schools and making it difficult for buses to get to the schools. In addition, the schools are having power outages, especially in the Eagleville area. Once again, Murfreesboro City Schools and Rutherford County Schools are both closed today, but the City Schools ESP is on the inclement weather schedule. We'll have updates on the schools as the morning progresses.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 before the hour. Glad you're with us here on the Wake Up Crew. And whatever you do, drive carefully out there this morning, always, each and every morning. Could be a little wet out there this morning. It's time to do our graduation report, where we tell you when your graduation, your kids' graduation is, and where and how and all that.
Well, graduation season kicks off tomorrow as the Eagleville seniors will walk across the stage that takes place in the gym at Eagleville. Then the weekend is clear, but next week, a big week for graduations. And all of these are at MTSU, unless I tell you otherwise. Central Magnet, Monday, 7 o'clock. Siegel, Tuesday, the 14th, 7 o'clock. Oakland, Wednesday, the 15th, 7 o'clock. Rutherford County Virtual School at 6 o'clock at Tucker Theater, also on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, Laverne at 7 p.m. Riverdale at on Friday at 7 o'clock. And Holloway High School will graduate same night, same time, but at Life Point Church. Rockvale's graduation will be at 10 a.m. Saturday. At 2:30, it's Blackman. Then on Sunday the 19th, Smyrna graduates will walk across the stage beginning at 2:30, Stewart's Creek at 7 p.m. And that's your graduation schedule.
Well, there's something sanctimonious about that. You know, like, you really want to salute and stuff, you know, just like take your hat off.
Hear the graduation march.
During that, you know, I don't know. Well, graduation and Throwback Thursday, we're going to be talking about some how your graduation was. Do you remember your high school graduation?
I don't really. Not much. No, we were at MTSU.
That's it.
Yeah, I remember Sam Moore. I went to Oakland, so Sam Moore was the kind of the guy that was in charge of that stuff. And we got called big dummies a lot. That was his little go-to word. Hey, you big dummy.
Wow.
Folks out there listening will know if they had Mr. Moore.
And in your case.
But so nothing parties, nothing, you didn't do anything really, nothing?
No, really my little friend group, they didn't go to, they went to other schools. We did a lot of 4-H stuff together, and so kind of had, went to one in Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Williamson County, the one where my car broke down at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was having to drive down the, or walk down the street with two ladies in pitch dark, in the middle of Arno Road in Williamson County.
So that kind of put a damper on your graduation festivities.
You know, and then the middle of the night, the only car that drives by is my dad and his truck. At least they came to look for us. That was before the days of cell phones, too.
Well, I've got a story about graduation parties, but I feel bad because I'll tell it in the 7 o'clock hour. But my mother planned a party for me. I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. I had other plans. So, how did I handle that? That's what you're going to find out at 7 o'clock.
She didn't get to serve her sherbet.
Yeah, yes, she had all that stuff out. Yeah. I took care of it. I handled it.
Okay.
I was her baby boy, though, you know.
Broke her heart, didn't you?
No. I handled it pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have to find out about that on Throwback Thursday, then.
Yeah. Then my little sister came along. Yeah. Ruined everything for me. I mean, I had it made. I had a great life. Anyway, let's go to celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Be sure to tell Angela that was John.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have her on one day on your show, and you can talk plenty about me. What I've heard has happened. In 1918, Mike Wallace, American journalist and media personality, 60 Minutes. Yeah, born in Brooklyn, Massachusetts. Brookline, I guess. In 1936, Albert Finney, an English actor, born in Salford, England. He died in 2019. 1937, Dave Prater, American soul singer. He was one of the singers of the group Sam and Dave.
That song was made more popular with the Blues Brothers, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a big hit in 1966, 67, then back, brought back. I think Sam may still be alive in that group. I'm not sure. In 1942, boy, this is one of my favorite guys of all time, American pop rock singer Tommy Rowe. Record I ever bought was
Dizzy, really?
By Tommy Rowe. That was probably 68, I guess. In 1946, Candice Bergen, Beverly Hills actress, Murphy Brown, of course, and Billy Joel, American rock singer and piano player.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
And that's a look at the celebrity birthdays. Got a small list, need some more. Robbie McGoldrick, Clarissa Smith, happy birthday, Clarissa. Karen Everhart, Joe Putnam, and Edgar Hernandez.
So those are the names we have so far. If you'd like to add to this May 9th list, all you have to do is call or text in now, the number 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, so be sure to hang in there with us. Well, today is Lost Sock Memorial Day. A day to remember all of those lost socks over the years.
Did you ever find, like, lose one part of the pair and you just throw it away because you can't ever find the other matching sock?
Yeah.
Pitiful. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area early today. Some of these storms could produce heavy rain. Some sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 56. And then Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs making it into the lower 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 64.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Finishing up several earlier accidents. It's really loading up now with volume.
on 24 going westbound up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Lots of storm damage out here all across Middle Tennessee this morning. Just to play it safe, give yourself extra travel time up out here. You never know if you're going to come up on a situation where there's trees down, power lines down, especially north of Nashville. We got hit pretty hard last night with all these storms. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on the new menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew, hour number two on the way after the news at 7. Kathy Kroom is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her positivity, which makes everyone around her feel better. Kathy Kroom will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So that is our Good Neighbor of the Day today. To send in a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 and just fill out the information on that link that you get back that it asks for. You can also get to that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor and even throw it in the mail to us. Name, address, phone number, sentence why. Birthdays and anniversaries, we're snatching those up this morning for another half an hour or so, because in an hour we announce the entire list and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig. So be sure to get in those May 9th birthdays for us this morning. World News coming up next.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Stay tuned for more Villages of Murfreesboro. We're going to be talking to them, and we'll have Throwback Thursday for you here on WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadly, destructive tornadoes.
Multiple houses have been completely destroyed.
Warning to Israel.
They're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
House Speaker prevails.
Declaring the office to be vacant.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are deaths in two states as tornadoes rampaged through the Tennessee Valley. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
A third straight night of severe weather. Tornadoes struck towns north of Birmingham. Officials in northern Alabama say there was major damage to towns and reported injuries and worked through the night to rescue residents from their homes. The intense storms coming after another day of active tornadoes that bore down on six states Wednesday.
Violent tornado.
This tornado bore down in Clarksville, Tennessee, outside of Nashville. And just to the south in Maury County, the wreckage left behind by a tornado was everywhere. Splintered trees, collapsed roofs, and gutted homes littered parts of the town of Spring Hill. Spring Hill's mayor confirmed there was at least one fatality.
We are in a search and rescue mode. We are going from house to house to make sure that everybody is okay.
The storms even hitting close to home for this first responder.
My parents' house was damaged. It's pretty devastating.
A storm death has also been confirmed in North Carolina. President Biden says the U.S. will not supply weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault in the city of Rafah in southern Gaza.
We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet. We've held up the weapons.
Biden told CNN that includes bombs and artillery shells. One Israeli lawmaker says the U.S. action jeopardizes Israel and the entire free world. CBS's Raimi Innocencio has more on what Israel terms a limited operation in Rafah.
Every day in Rafah now, frightened Gazans are flooding the city's last functioning hospital.
His situation in Rafah is now very miserable.
Dr. Jabal Al-Hums told CBS News his hospital is struggling to cope, overflowing and understaffed.
All areas are not safe. All areas are targeted.
Stormy Daniels, one of the key witnesses at Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, will be back on the stand today facing additional cross-examination. House Speaker Mike Johnson survived an attempt to oust him from his leadership role by a member of his own Republican Party. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene made good on her threat to force the vote to boot fellow Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
After a cascade of boos, the House overwhelmingly rejected Greene's efforts. With fewer than a dozen Republican colleagues joining her and Democratic leaders showing their support for Johnson.
Ms. Green, were you surprised by the number of votes against your motion?
No, not at all. I fully expected the vote count, and I think this is exactly what the American people needed to see.
Green has blasted Johnson for cutting too many deals with Democrats, including the recent foreign aid package for Israel and Ukraine. Some of Green's colleagues denounced her tactic.
She is engaged in a failing act of political theater.
As Democrats defended their choice to back the embattled speaker.
We need more common sense and less chaos in Washington, D.C.
The Biden administration's proposing a new rule aimed at speeding up the deportation process for some migrants. It targets those with criminal records or those otherwise found to be ineligible for asylum in the U.S. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In a CBS News exclusive, correspondent Chris Van Cleve has spoken with a whistleblower who used to work for a major supplier for Boeing's 737 MAX planes.
If quality mattered, I would still be a Spirit.
Santiago Paredes worked at the end of the production line at one of Boeing's largest suppliers, Spirit AeroSystems, doing final inspections on 737 fuselages before they'd shipped to Boeing.
How often did you find issues?
Every day.
Findings he says his managers pressured him to keep to a minimum.
It's a recipe for disaster, really. It was just a matter of time before something bad happened.
Paredes, an Air Force veteran who spent 12 years at Spirit's Wichita plant, was known as former employee one in a lawsuit brought in December by Spirit shareholders, alleging widespread quality failures. Quality failures, Paredes says, Boeing was well aware of.
They knew they were getting defective fuselages.
He says he frequently found issues near door panels similar to the one that blew out of a 737 MAX mid-flight in January.
Spirit AeroSystems says the claims are unfounded. The former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty to bank and tax fraud. Prosecutors say Ipe Mizuhara stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off sports betting debts. Three children were among five people critically wounded in San Antonio when two men with long guns shot up a home.
Everybody that was in the house was hit. For lack of a better term, they Swiss cheesed the front of that house, and it's a miracle we're not dealing with five dead bodies right now.
Sheriff Javier Salazar says up to 25 shots were fired. There have been no arrests. Three men face charges in New Mexico for allegedly using Meta's social media platforms to target and solicit sex with underage children. State Attorney General Raul Torres.
It's abundantly clear that Meta and executives like Mr. Zuckerberg don't have any intention of dedicating the kinds of resources necessary to making sure that these platforms are safe.
Meta says it has spent years building technology to combat child exploitation. Well, it's been around since 1964.
The car you knew America could build, the Chevy Malibu.
Now General Motors says it will end production of the Malibu sedan later this year as it moves to make more EVs. 10 million have been sold over the last 60 years. The Corvettes will now be the only car offered by Chevy. Another beauty queen has handed in her crown.
You can take your first walk as Miss Teen USA.
Miss Teen USA walking away from the title. Uma Sofia Srivastava says on Instagram her personal values no longer fully align with the organization. Earlier this week, Miss USA resigned to focus on her mental health. There's word former President Trump's 18-year-old son Barron has been selected to be a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention. He graduates from high school next week. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Toots.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area early today. Some of these storms could produce heavy rain. Some sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 56. And then Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs making it into the lower 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good now with some volume through Hendersonville. As we check it out live westbound on Vietnam, that's here at Conference Drive. It's really heavy and slow sometimes up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound. You got all that heavy traffic through Laverne, Smyrna coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. 65's on the increase as well down through Millersville. Watch for some radar, believe it or not, out there on I-40 in the Wilson County area, especially in the Mount Juliet area. There's still some power lines down, damaged from yesterday's storms, overnight storms. Please give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on their new menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
You had a day off in... Yeah,
I do too. Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Hey, Mr. Haney, quit
working. Here on News Radio, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we move on into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're coming up on 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Brian and John here with you today. Glad you're joining here on this May the 9th. We have got just a few days. Well, we talked about graduation season gets underway tomorrow here for our Rutherford County schools. Eagleville graduating tomorrow. Trying to reach my list here. Mother's Day is this weekend, this Sunday, so just 3 days away. Make sure we've got all of that taken care of for moms out there. Last half day of school is just 15 days away. I guess those seniors have already wrapped up their exams. Memorial Day is 17 days away. The last half day of school, by the way, is on the 24th of May. Then that weekend is Memorial Day weekend, ushering in summertime. So there you go, our countdowns this morning. Episode 1404 of the Wake Up Crew. And let's just go ahead and jump right into our song of the day because I have some weird news and some cicada news to talk about this morning. Yep. But first, our song of the day. We have been counting down the Billboard Top 5 Songs of 1980, and this is number two. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. I know you know this one. So you said tomorrow, the number one song kind of caught you off guard from 1980.
Yeah.
Since you know it.
I peeked ahead.
But do you, after thinking about it, think, well, yeah, I can see that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I hear it tomorrow, I'm really going to go, okay. Yeah, that was a good choice.
Big hit that year, I guess.
All right. Facts are facts. I can't dispute.
Well, that's true. Know,
it's from Billboard, so...
It's one of maybe a forgotten.
Yeah, I think that's probably a better word to describe forgotten.
Yeah. Well, we have John to bring you this morning as we try to keep you updated on everything going on here, you know, in our community, making sure that you're up to date on cicada news.
Wow, we have their own theme song?
Yeah. Cicadas have definitely taken over, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, they're here and in force.
Oh, yeah. Well, all I've seen are dead ones.
Well, are you seeing the exoskeletons?
No, I saw a dead one.
Oh, okay.
I know what an exoskeleton is, but they stand on the patio. They sit on the patio on the wood, and they're just hanging out, you know, like they're my buddies, kind of. I haven't seen them like flying around and swarming yet.
Yeah. Well, this is, you know, they're kind of emerging from their slumber, their 13-year slumber here. Well, no, I had a little story on this, but I guess I'll have to... this is it. Okay.
It was right in front of you.
Well, this was giving a lot of history behind it, and that's not really what I wanted to do. But according to the American Kennel Club...
Okay, can we tone down on the just a little, the cicada?
You don't like the cicada?
Well, just to turn it down just a little.
Well, pretty soon when they're making that sound, you know, that's the sound that they make when they're ready to...
Okay, go ahead.
Do their thing. But anyway, American Kennel Club, your dog may start digging up in the yard,
mm-hmm.
Okay, because they hear something. They don't know what it is, like Chipper and Ladybug, they've never seen cicadas before. So they're very curious. So these cicadas come up from the ground, and so they're like on the ground, your dog goes to do its business. And then the sound that they make is also a sound that is kind of irritating to dogs.
Right, I could see that.
So dogs will eat cicadas. The question is it okay for the dog to eat cicadas? Mm.
And you have the answer to that.
Well, while cicadas don't bite or sting, the American Kennel Club still urges anyone with a dog that likes to munch on anything found on the ground, cicadas, to be prepared to stop them from devouring the insects or their tasty exoskeletons that adult cicadas shed, which will stick around long after, you know, the cicadas die. It's not bad for them to eat a few, but if they, you know, are just going out and having lunch on cicadas, you're urged to kind of keep them from it. But if they eat one, it's not going to be something that's poisonous to them.
Yeah.
But apparently the exoskeleton for dogs is kind of tasty.
So, like, ours are house dogs.
Right.
So there's not much way they would eat that many.
Probably not. I mean, they're just going out.
I noticed Chipper's been sniffing around by the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling that the wooded area back over there, that's what he's, like, not sure what's going on. But I got a feeling that's going to change. But they're hanging on my doorstops and stuff. They're hanging around the doors.
So I walked out the front door, not suspecting that they're out. And they're all around my window, and one flies up and hits me in the face. Now, I... did see several that I don't know if they just didn't, the journey was too hard for them or whatnot, but they were dead.
Yeah.
On the front porch.
They've been over.
So I had the door open for maybe 30 seconds, you know, and so then I go back inside, kind of mill around, let the dogs out the back door, come back to sit down in my recliner, and there's one sitting in my recliner in the seat. So it had gotten in and I didn't notice.
You're going to tell the truth?
What's that?
Is that cicada dead now?
He was rehomed.
How'd you trap it? In like a cup?
I just picked it up.
Oh, you just grabbed it with your hand?
Yeah, I picked it up by its wing and tossed it outside. Hmm. May have lost a wing in the process, but hey, who needs two?
The toss was like, how was the toss?
Well, it was more like a flick, you know. Had its wings in my fingertips and then, you know, out the door, flick. Hey, I'm not supposed to, you know. They're cicadas. Get out of my house. Sports news coming up for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA playoffs, second round action, the Knicks knock off the Pacers 130-121. New York star Jalen Brunson left in the first half with an apparent foot injury, did return in the second half, finished with 29 points to lead the team. 24 of them came in the second half. Teammates Dante DiVincenzo and OG Anunoby each added 28 points in the win as New York takes a 2-0 series advantage. NBA news, Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic was named league MVP for a third time in four seasons. He got 79 first place votes, runner runner-up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City had 17 first-place votes. NHL playoff second-round action. Canucks with a big rally to beat the Oilers 5-4. Vancouver was down 4-1. They scored the next four, including three in the third period, to grab a 1-0 series lead. Panthers handle the Bruins 6-1. Alexander Barkov, two goals for Florida. That series is tied at one game apiece.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place in Tennessee to find the latest Southern styles at unbelievable prices. We know you work hard for your money, so when searching for high-quality footwear that won't let you down, French's has you covered. We have a huge selection of casual and work shoes and boots at the best prices in town, guaranteed.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, talking with Mary Lou Cassing. What brought you to the Villages of Murfreesboro?
Our daughter, Donna, lives in Manchester, and she moved here, and she wanted us to come down so she could take care of us. And so she put us here, and we love it. We just love it here.
What do you love the most?
Well, I believe the location here is excellent. We are 15 minutes away at the most from everything. Shopping, doctor's appointments, anything you want to do is right here within 15 minutes. Our church is here. We just love the location. Couldn't be better. Plus the outside, you get to walk all around the building and the premises. And if it's cold, you can walk all the way around on the inside so you don't have to give up your exercise when you get here. You just have to adjust to the inside or the outside.
Well, I understand there's some other activities that are fun to do here.
They have a lot of trips they take to different places, which is good, and they go out a lot. About once a month, I would say, at least to a different restaurant to eat lunch. And that's very interesting. They go to all different places right around here in Murfreesboro. So they have a lot of extra activities here that you can do.
Now, you mentioned about going to the doctor, going shopping, going to church, going out to eat. Do they offer the transportation or do you drive?
We drive. You can get transportation, I believe it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, for all your doctor's appointments that you have. All you do is tell them when you need to go. They will drive the bus around, pick you up, take you to your destination, bring you back. And they have trips that they go to the mall, the avenues, and they go to Walmart quite often. So you don't miss nothing being here without transportation of your own.
Now, you didn't know anyone when you moved here. Was it easy to meet new people?
It was very easy to meet new people. All you have to do is walk down to the dining room and sit, and everybody comes over, introduces themselves, and they're so glad you're here. And the servers, the staff here is just wonderful. Yeah, you can't compare it with any other place.
Haven't I heard a lot of people raving about the food?
Oh, the food is too good. I mean, you have a dessert at every lunch. You have ice cream at every dinner. And if you don't watch it, you'll have 25 more pounds at the end of the month, too.
Now, you did the walking. Are there some other activities to do here that sort of keep you physically fit?
They have exercise every morning up on the second floor that they do. And they have they take you out sometimes if it's nice weather, and they walk around the premises with you. And they have bowling, inside bowling that you can do. And they have the croquet on the outside when it's warm, that you can do that also. So they have a lot of exercise. And plus, they have an exercise room upstairs with a bicycle, which my husband is using right now because he had a hip replacement. And he's riding the exercise bike. And the therapist said it's helped him tremendously.
We were talking about social interaction with others. What about card games?
They have set aside different times that you can play cards, or you can play any game that you want. They've got a whole room full of games and puzzles. They have a lot of puzzles started that people can come down and work on puzzles. They have all different kinds of games that you can play.
For people who love to read, and there are a lot of good readers around, do you have a library here? Does the bookmobile come by?
The bookmobile comes, I believe it's every month at 1 o'clock on a certain day, but they have a library upstairs that is to die for if you're a reader. If you can't find a book in that library, you don't need to read. I mean, they have every kind of reading. They have Stephen King. They have all the different romances. I mean, it's just, you can just pick a book from anywhere. The whole room is filled with books. It's wonderful. They started a book club that they have certain people come with the books and they discuss them and read them and stuff. It's very, very educational.
What would you encourage people to do if they're listening right now? They're sort of on the fence. I don't know whether I want to leave the house that we've lived in for decades, or should I try something exciting and new? What would you encourage them to do?
Well, I would encourage them to take the leap of faith. We didn't know if we wanted to move. We've been at our home for 57 years, and it was hard, we thought, to move. But when we got here, it was like it never even happened. We should have been here years earlier. It's just wonderful. Just try it. Just come and visit it. You won't believe what you see in this place. It's just wonderful.
We're talking about the Villages of Murfreesboro. Mary Lou Cassing is with us. And she has a big smile on her face, and you're ready to meet some new friends, it looks like.
Oh, yes. Always make new friends here. You can always find somebody that, oh, I thought I saw her, but I didn't know if I did. And they're back at lunch, and it's just wonderful. Everybody is so friendly here, and the staff is so helpful. You can't ask for anything better here.
Mary Lou, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And don't forget, come and take a visit. You'll love it.
That's the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. I recommend Low T Center. It's where I get my levels checked. With their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results, and most health insurance is accepted for treatment. And at Low T Center, they have convenient treatment options, including physician-monitored self-inject treatment for established patients that ship directly to your home each month. Right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. So get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When should you move out of your home?
Well, that's always a tough decision. As you get older, you need more care. You need things all in one place.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They go over and above. If you're not where you should be, if you miss a meal, they check on you. Be sure you're okay.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
I recommend this very highly.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, 7:30, Wake Up Crew, Thursday morning, May the 9th, episode 1404.
And happy birthday today to Robbie McGoldrick, Clarissa Smith, Karen Everhart, Joe Putnam, and Edgar Hernandez.
Those are the names we had coming into the morning here on this May the 9th. If you want to add to that, call or text, but now's the time to get that in, because at 8 o'clock we announce everybody we've collected throughout the morning. And by the way, if you've already called or texted or even emailed those birthdays in this morning, we've got those. We're going to announce everything coming up here in just a few. Local news, traffic, and weather straight ahead here for you now. Brought to you by our friends at French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots' famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. We're always stocked with top brands in work and western wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area early today. Some of these storms could produce heavy rain. Some sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 86 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 56. And then Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs making it into the lower 70s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. Still on the scene of a couple of accidents. This one to the side, 65 southbound near Vietnam Vets. It's still pretty heavy there coming off that ramp from Vietnam Vets onto 65 south. As you come through Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive, it's still heavy traffic, but it's moving on 24 westbound. As you come out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, through the Antioch area, it's loading up again out here in Hermitage with a heavy traffic flow making its way out of Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area into Hermitage on 40 going west. Lots of storm damage out here. Please be careful on some of these back roads as well. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. You can check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. On Lewis Downs Drive in Christiana, a 9-year-old boy was sucked into a storm drain after attempting to grab his shoe. The boy is the son of Rutherford County Director of Schools. The 9-year-old is reportedly in critical but stable condition at last check. In a message to parents Wednesday night, the school system asks that you please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. U.S. Air Force veteran Bill Lickman not only survived the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the Pentagon in Washington, his actions led thousands of Pentagon staff members to safety, and he later received a Purple Heart for injuries he received that day. Nearly 23 years later, the Murfreesboro resident graduated from TSU with a bachelor's degree in video and film production from the College of Media and Entertainment and received the Veteran Leadership Award. Recently, during the spring graduation veterans stole ceremony in the Miller Education Center's second floor atrium. By the way, if you live on or near one of the area lakes, be aware that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Nashville is monitoring the current and forecast Cumberland River Basin conditions and making operational water management adjustments as necessary. The St. Clair Senior Center will be closed for maintenance from Wednesday, June 5th through Monday, June 10th. Facility coordinator Trevor Hutchinson noted that there will be some exceptions as June 5th, the downstairs part of the building, the pool room, the puzzle room, and the art hallway will be open all day, but the upstairs of the building will be closed as of 2:15. On June 6th and 7th, the downstairs will be open, but the upstairs will be closed all day. However, everything will be closed June 8th through 10th. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of homeownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving right along here on a Thursday morning, May the 9th, and being a Thursday, we like to travel back to the past a little bit.
Do you remember these?
So, Throwback Thursday, John had talked about in the first hour this morning about talking about graduations.
Yeah, we talked about yours already. Yeah. 1973, of course, they had the first Riverdale graduation, and we had one way in, and they had to go back out. You didn't have an exit. You had to go in, then you had to come back the same way you went in.
So Warrior Drive ended where the school was.
Yes, pretty much.
It did not connect to Salem Highway, correct?
Right. So they decided to have the graduation at Riverdale. And it turned out to be a really terrible disaster.
Wow.
I actually had a date with a girl that was graduating. I was a junior. And I drove to, you know where the exit is, where the entrance is to Riverdale.
Correct.
Cars were parked, double-sided on the road.
Oh.
I alertly turned into Bubba's and backed up and got out. That was the only opening there was, and I drove home. I didn't have a cell phone, so I couldn't get in touch with the girl that I had a date with.
So Warrior Drive was a two-way street.
Right.
Just two lanes, and people were parked on the side of the road in both directions.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and a very primitive two-way street. It was, you know, I'm not even sure they had markings, you know. So everybody was parked. So the girl that I had a date with called my house because we didn't have cell phones then. She said, I don't know that I'll be able to get out. And I said, well, I'll just wait and you call me back, because I couldn't get into the graduation, because I was going to take her right out of graduation and go.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 o'clock, 12:30, she called me at 12:30. I said, I just got home. I said, yeah, that's fine. But that was 73. My graduation went to Murphy Center, and my mother had a...
Oh, so that, I guess, 74 would have been the first one at Murphy Center then.
Right. And we wore red gowns. But my mother, after graduation, I had a date after graduation with the same girl that I didn't have a date with. She was in college, but I had a date with her.
Oh, wow.
To make up for hers. And when I get in after graduation, my mother's got this party all planned with the little sherbet and the 7-Up floats and her little sociable crackers out and stuff and cheese and cheese ball. I felt so bad because she had people from the church there. And so I stayed probably till about 9:30 or so. So I'm calling this girl. I said, I've got kind of a similar problem. I said, unless you want to come over, I can come get you and come back. But I said, we decided not to do that. But mother was okay. I felt kind of bad, though, because I had to rush. They had graduation gifts for me and stuff.
Oh.
So I had to sit there through it, you know. So it wasn't the best of times. But, you know, it kind of put a little damper on it because I hurt my mother's feelings.
So,
but so it was a surprise graduation party.
Surprise graduation party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know. And it wasn't huge, but there were several. There's like 15, 20 people there. So.
And so you told her that you had plans, or did you not tell her at all and just say, I'm leaving later?
I did tell her I had some plans that I scheduled, and they were about 2 hours later than what I had planned. But, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, at least you got graduation gifts and a cheese ball.
Yeah, and 7-Up float.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat that. But that was, but now they do graduation parties like separate on different days and that kind of thing. So, and that's probably what my mother, in hindsight, probably should have done. But, you know, she wasn't planning a huge, but they were all adults that, that cared for little Johnny.
Yeah.
And so it was an adult thing. So kind of want to be around my peers. But,
of course.
But I smiled and, you know, I told everybody how much I appreciate it, and so, but.
And you got gifts.
I got gifts. And a cheese ball.
Yeah, can't beat it. All right, that's a throwback for us this morning here on News Radio WGNS and the Wake Up Crew.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
It's a block party. It'll be on Saturday, May 11th at the City of Laverne's Veterans Memorial Park.
There's also going to be a cornhole tournament. You can BYOB it or bring your own bags.
Don't forget the Touch-A-Truck event. This gives children of all ages an opportunity to explore different kinds of vehicles and equipment. Police cars, fire trucks, construction equipment, military vehicles, tow trucks, semi-trucks, a concrete truck,
a school bus,
and more. It'll be on Saturday, May 11th at the City of Laverne's Veterans Memorial Park.
At MiddlePoint, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with MiddlePoint Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
MiddlePoint Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For Public Services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:42 as we put a wrap here on this Thursday, May 9th edition of The Wake Up Crew. Reminding you that today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Kathy Kroom. She's the good neighbor for her positivity, which makes everyone around her feel better. Kathy Kroom receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That's our good neighbor of the day for this Thursday. Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 and just fill out the information on that link you get back. You can also do that at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. Even throw it in the mail if you'd like to do it that way as well. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has helped provide light, comfort, and connection in our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at mte.com or just download the My MTE app.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke. What subject do cows take in school?
I don't know. What?
Calculus.
Replay.
It's getting worse as you go, so let's keep the forward and go on.
Well, you didn't snicker that time because you've already heard it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why I tried to tell you to do two separate ones with the little buzzer thing, but that didn't go over well either.
Well, yeah, that's two a day. You know, you got to keep material fresh. And even though you've heard it, not everyone else has.
I'm not sure the buzzer. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
What have we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today?
Yes, well, yes, we've talked a lot about graduations today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about cicadas and how you have a warm spot in your heart for cicadas. You gently tossed him out the window after he got inside the house or the door.
It was a toss. Not necessarily a gentle toss. Shouldn't have been in my chair.
You threw it, didn't you?
I had it, and I flicked it. It was a flick.
Well, the cicadas are going to die anyway. I mean,
once they, take care of their things.
I'm surprised that I haven't seen any swarming yet, so I'm waiting for that.
They're just still awakening from their slumber.
Yeah.
It's okay for dogs to eat a few, but not, have a full meal on them, too, by the way. That was the premise of the whole
story. I just don't think Ladybug's going to sit there and just start chomping on cicadas.
She likes to lay on them and kill them, or lay on bugs and kill them.
She must have a lot more than I have.
Well, she doesn't really know about the cicadas right now. I mean, she is very apprehensive about them because they buzz and flap and all that kind of stuff. But most bugs, if she finds one, she will lay on it and then kill it and then eat it.
I hate it when they're lined up around your door and you're trying to get into your house.
Yeah.
You take a broom and just start sweeping them off, I guess,
Just wait. Mowing's going to be an adventure soon.
I have an electric mower, so mine won't be quite as bad.
Yeah. They're attracted to noise.
Yeah. Yours will be, they'll be all over you.
Yeah.
You'll be gently tossing them.
Between that and the bamboo, it's been fun mowing the yard.
Hmm.
Haven't been able to do that this week yet, but this weekend's looking promising for that. Well, that is a few things, what we've learned here this morning. If you would like to go back and listen to the podcast, it'll be up shortly after 8 o'clock at WGNSradio.com.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Firstborn children tend to be more intellectual than their younger siblings because they receive more mental stimulation in their early years.
I would say that's probably true.
Yeah.
So when you're child number